Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by Lawrence and Larimer Clothing Supply. So people always be like, Clint, man, where do you get your dope-ass sweatsuits? And where do you get them dope shirts? And where do you get them dope sweatshirts and pants or whatever? Where I go is Lawrence and Larimer, black-owned clothing company in Denver, Colorado. Now, people like, Denver? Like, I ain't in fucking Denver. That's fine. You don't have to be in Denver to get you some Lawrence and Larimer. What you do is you shop online. You go to www.lawrenceandlarimer.com and you go get yourself some gear. And now you can be fresh like me. Or what you could do is you could hit up Lawrence and Larimer on Instagram too, at Lawrence and Larimer, and you can shop online and they'll give you the link and everything like that. So again, this podcast is brought to you by Lawrence and Larimer, a black owned company, clothing company out in Denver, Colorado. I wear them. I think you should too. With that being said, let's get into the podcast.
You want to keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Coley. Say what's his name, Clint Coley. Say what's his name, Clint Coley.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley. I'm here. We having a good time. Life is good. You know what I'm saying? I've been on the road for the past, I've been on the road for the past 10 days. I'm tired, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here and I'm talking to y'all. I got a dope guest next to me. I'm gonna introduce her in a second. But before I do, let's talk about where we're gonna be at. The next live podcast. First of all, I want to thank Charlotte and Riley. Charlotte, we sold the fuck out. Riley, we damn near was sold out, man. So I really appreciate you guys fucking with your kid. You know what I'm saying? We had a great time at both places. Okay. So here we go. August 8th, I'm going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All right, listen, we're going to be in Philly August 8th. If you want tickets, do me a favor. Either click the link in the details or do me a favor. Just send me a text, 213-358-9861 and say, Clint, I want some fucking tickets. All right, again, 213-358-9861, Philly live podcast. All right, August 15th, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas. Houston, stand up. Listen, I want y'all to do me a favor. I need y'all to chop and screw the intro to my podcast. So chop and screw the intro to the podcast. That'll be great for me. Houston, Texas. I'm gonna be at the Duck Off. All right, and tickets are $5 and $10. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna be in Dallas on August 28th. All right, so get your tickets for Dallas August 28th. All right, let's get to the topic. So, wait a minute, before I get to this, unmute your mic. All right, unmute your mic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, who I got on the podcast real quick, give it up for my girl, Miss Akishian, y'all. Make some noise.
What's going on? Thank you, Clint. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure whenever you I'm a part of anything creative that you do. So thank you for having me.
That was kind of weird.
Why?
That was weird. That was weird, man.
Why was it weird?
You know who you just reminded me of? Ooh. You're a rapper. Well, you are a rapper. Yeah. But you doing an interview.
Yeah.
And you can back up off the mic, so you ain't got to be that close. But you like doing an interview, and we're not about to interview you. You know? Yeah. We are going to tell people what you do for a living. Okay. We are going to tell people who you are. We are going to tell people. But, you know, I really meant that, though.
I was really saying thank you for letting me be into your creatives. This is a creative space. It is a creative space. So I was saying thank you.
Tell people how we met first. And that'll tell you why she's in my creative space.
Okay, so we met about, 4 years ago at Tyler, my best friend. They had a Christmas party. And Clint was there in his dashiki with the glasses on, trying to shoot a shot at the homie.
I was.
And she definitely, yeah, that's how we met.
But it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't. It was definitely.
Well, she made it look like the reason why I didn't go in was because.
It was the homie. Like, the homie blocked the homie and was like, nah, you can't talk to her.
Who did that? Oh,
Ryan,
yeah.
Ryan was like, nah, it's quiet.
Yeah, she's like.
And then Nikita was like, oh, it's quiet. Well, then, all right.
But Nikita knew me from Penn.
Oh, y'all had been knew each other?
Yeah, well,
she
knew me from
Penn,
but it wasn't like we didn't know each other, but we knew each other.
Yeah, but y'all knew of each other.
Yeah, so we knew each other from, you know, and then on top of that, you know, like, she was in the middle of getting her doctorate. Like, no, you can't interfere with no woman trying to get her doctorate.
But I respect the man who even aware of that principle alone.
Right, she was trying to get her doctorate. Like, what the fuck I look like? Like, hey, baby, you want to go? Like, I'm just trying to fuck. I'm going to be honest. Like, just being honest. But so she like, Clint, I'm trying to get my doctorate. All right, you don't need to fuck me. Like get your doctorate, sis. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, no. So Kiki is the best friend of my boss's daughter. All right, and for y'all, and when I say my boss, like, he really ain't my, I don't really work for the nigga, but I work with
him.
That's
my family, man.
Yeah,
that's
you know, everybody knows I open for DL Hughley. Her best friend, you know, is his daughter, and we all are like one big, happy, dysfunctional family for something, you know what I'm saying? So, but Kiki told me, she was like, yo, Clint, you went to school for acting.
Yeah, I went to school, I got my degree in acting.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, you act. And then she ended up being dope. Listen, I got this dope-ass short film called You Up. So I got a dope-ass short film called You. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put You Up. I'm going to put the film in the description. So y'all can click the link to the film in the description. So pretty much, I wrote a short film called You Up. Basically, it's about, you know, what happens when you send that You Up text. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a silent film. We had that was actually fun shooting that.
Yeah,
we had a lot of fun shooting that. You know, we were... Did we make out in that movie? We made out. Yeah.
Yeah, you almost freaking killed me. Yo, I could have been not hurt right now. He almost killed me.
I threw her ass on the bed.
He threw me on the bed and damn near broke
the my funny thing
neck.
Is, though, my bed broke after that.
Wow.
My bed, I didn't break,
he gave
but
me a concussion trying to be cute. That's crazy.
But we had a lot of fun. All right. So let's talk.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
So, let's get into the topic. So, I hear women all the time. They go out on dates and they be like, I'll be like, why didn't it work out? What happened? Oh, he was corny. I'm like, he was corny. What made him corny? Well, you know, he was just corny. You know what I'm saying? Now, do I think guys can be corny? Absolutely. Now, here's my thing, though. It depends on what your definition of corny is. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, romance isn't corny. All right? Romance.
Depending on who you romance.
Yeah, romance is not corny. You know what I'm saying? Romance is not corny at all. You know? Romance isn't corny. What's corny is when you're doing shit to try to impress the other person. Like, guys, when you're going out your way to try to impress. So anyway, girls be like, oh, he's corny. He's corny. He's corny. Yo, I got news for you, sis. You fucking corny too. Women are corny too.
People.
Women are, no. Guys are corny, but women are corny too. Women are corny too. I'm going to say this. Listen. You're not single because, like, okay, I went out on a date with this girl, right? I went out on a date with her, and she was telling me, like, I'm like, you know, first she asked me why I'm single. I hate that fucking question. Don't ask me why I'm single. You know, if I knew why I'm single, I wouldn't be here with your monkey ass, all right? So I don't like that. But the second thing is like, yo, like, you're, like, you know, she was telling me why, not why she's single, but she was telling me, like, why she's a good woman. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do that. I cook. I clean. I sex good.
I feel like, but she was doing what men do. She was prancing around, like, how y'all do with, you know, y'all go to the gym, you prancing around,
that
showing
shit
off what
corny,
you got.
Sis.
She was showing what she brings to the table.
That shit corny. Listen,
but a lot of women don't cook these days. A lot of women don't cook.
A lot of women
days,
do cook.
Clint.
A lot of
not
women do
these
cook.
Days, not
I know.
These
I don't fuck women who can't cook.
So,
I don't.
So
fuck,
it's regular for you.
I don't fuck women who can't cook. If you can't cook, we can't fuck. Because I need a sandwich after.
So
I'm
she got to cook before.
She don't have to cook. But here's the thing: I cook better than most women anyway.
Says according to who?
Listen, have you had my food before?
According, I have not.
You've never been. You never been. I would have brunch at my house.
I never had your food before.
Oh, my food. Nigga, my food is incredible. Ask Grace. My food is impeccable.
That's a big statement.
My food is.
To
listen.
Stand on.
Listen, Rich. We had the fish fry here, right? Now my mom took credit for it, but I made the fish, and I made fish. Yes.
It was good.
I could cook. This nigga can cook. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I can't be the girls dim sugar.
But you can.
And not
nothing,
cook.
But Clint, it's nothing wrong. Even if you did know how to cook better than your woman, like it's nothing wrong with.
Right.
It's nothing wrong with that.
Listen,
I don't think that's
I'm
a deal
is,
breaker.
I don't
like
no, no. That's not a deal breaker. What I'm saying is I don't like women who want to tell me about how, like, don't tell me how dope you are. Show me how dope you are. If you telling me how dope you are, chances are you're not that dope.
I agree.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Like, women always, I do this. I fuck good. I cook. I clean. I'm like, bitch, I can do all that. And I don't even need you to fuck. I could beat off. I'll be fine. You know what I mean? Not saying that my hand is better than pussy, but, like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? So, my thing is, like, I just hate when people do, like, that's corny to me. Mm-hmm. So, let me ask you this. All right. So, let's talk about some things. Mm-hmm. What are things that make a man corny? Let's start there. Let's do five things that make a man corny, mm-hmm. and then we're going to do five things that make a woman corny. Now, you also, you know, we were talking about this beforehand. Mm-hmm. You said sometimes, though, people say, oh, it's corny, mm-hmm. and it's only corny.
When it's so, I feel like corny is subjective. Like, it's corny depending on the chemistry and the likeness of that person. If you already not feeling a person, almost anything that they do is going to turn you off.
Right.
But if you really feeling somebody, right, they can do that very thing that corny person was doing. Right. And you'd be like, hold on, wait a minute, Dan. That's kind of, that's different, but that's kind of cute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So corny is subjective.
Corny is
It
definitely.
Depends on how much I like you to call it corny or not.
I just don't. I think what's corny is when you like you know, like you'll sit there and you'll say like this guys are corny, and I'm like, yo, y'all be doing corny shit too. And like I said, okay, so let's get into it. Okay, five things that make somebody corny. Number one.
So five things that make somebody corny. I would say one of the first ones would be giving surface level compliments that I already know. Like, don't tell me, you got a beautiful smile, or don't tell
me,
oh, I love, like, your skin complexion, or I love, like, don't give me compliments physically. Like, give me compliments about, like, my character, or, like, something.
So what's something about your character you want people to notice?
Like, oh, you a very empathetic person. Like, to me, that's like, damn, you noticed that? That means you an empathetic person, too. That means we here. Because, you know, I feel like...
First of all, say here again.
Okay, we here. No, you say broke again. Broke. You say broke.
No, I'll say it in a second.
If I say here, you say broke.
She say her, like, because she's from St. Louis. She says she says here, like Nelly say here. You know, say it's hot to her.
Man, that's so crazy how Nelly is like...
He is
the reference point
for
St.
Louis.
Absolutely. And it's like when you go to St. Louis, like
Meek Mill, right now, Meek Mill is the reference point for Philly.
I can see that.
You know, now I don't always talk about my Audemars or my Rolly and nothing like that.
Or how niggas be Burke.
Yeah, but listen, okay, so that's the number two. That's the number two. So I'm gonna give y'all number two, top five corny shit, bruh. Talking about how much money you got or how much money you don't got. You know what I mean? Stop talking about how much money you don't got. Like, everybody got like, oh, I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? I'm broke. You know what I'm saying?
Why that shit so funny?
Because niggas be talking, I'm broke.
You know what I'm broke. Like, it's not like fucking with D. I'm broke, honey.
Yeah, but no, but like niggas always be like, oh, I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm broke. You know what I mean? I can't afford it. Nobody want to hear you can't afford it.
Yo.
That shit corny to me, B.
That is hilarious. I'm broke. If a nigga, if I was ever out on a date.
I'm broke.
Yo, I would have lost it right there.
But I don't like that. I don't like guys who talk about how much money they got, though. Like, why you always got to talk about how much money you got? Like, nobody give a shit about how much money you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, money is money. Like, money growing trees to me. Like, and I mean, I don't mean that. I think talking about how much money you got is corny.
Yeah.
I think that's corny.
Which leads me to my, third one?
The number three.
Is men bragging about they sex game or they dick game. And it's like, look, if you got it, bro, you got it. You ain't even, that's the least of your worries. You ain't even got to mention it. You don't got to mention it. Because it's what's understood don't have to be explained.
But you, okay, let me ask. Do you talk about sex with guys you talking to? Do you talk about sex? Because, like, the best thing about sex, for real, ain't really fucking.
It's not?
No.
Wait, what?
The best thing about sex is not fucking.
Run it back.
The best thing about sex is the anticipation leading up to the sex.
So it's the flirting and the teasing and the chemistry.
Yeah, so we never had sex. You know what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say
right. You what? We never had sex, right? No, you would remember if you had sex with me.
No, but you over here talking about your sex game now.
No, I'm not.
You said you would remember.
No, that's a fact, though.
But that don't make... I forgot.
Okay, moving on.
I've forgotten about bitches I fucked. Like, I've forgotten about a lot of chicks.
It must not been great.
Rich, you ever forget about a chick you fucked?
No, I remember all of them.
Thank you.
Oh, no. I had a chick tell me, you know we had sex. I'm like, oh, shit, we did have sex.
Dang, you be knocking them back.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it was so long ago that I forgot that her and I had sex. It wasn't memorable. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, you definitely remember.
That's all I'm saying. Look, get out my business. You know what I mean? Get out my business. You know what I mean? Anyway, but no, okay. It's the anticipation leading up to sex.
But it don't necessarily have to be you talking about. Like me, Akeishian. Yeah. I'm not going to speak for all women in this instance, but like me, I don't like to really talk about. Like, with me, I'm a chemistry person.
Right,
a vibe person. Like, you gonna feel me. I ain't even gotta say it. You gonna feel this energy, bruh.
What kind of energy?
You gonna feel this energy. We ain't even gotta talk about it. To me, that's the anticipation building up to anything being intimate. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree with that. And I think that, so for me, I feel like, you know, sex is a, you know, I feel like talking about your sex. I think talking about, you know, how big your dick is and blah, 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 okay. Mm-hmm. But I also think, talking about sex, there's no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, man, tease me. Talk to me. Tell me some shit I don't know about what's getting ready. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, like, Clint, I'm about to rock your world. But be like, you know what I mean? Give me some subtle play. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all I'm asking.
No,
I'm asking.
I feel it. I understand.
That's all I'm asking. Cool. That's cool. You know what I mean? Okay. So, what we at? Number four thing that make a guy corny. Wait a minute, what did we do? We said, talk about your dick or talk about your sex.
Mm-hmm. Name dropping.
No, we ain't say that.
We say name dropping.
Okay. Niggas who name drop.
Yeah.
That shit whack, dog.
Yeah.
Stop name dropping out here. Like, I don't give a fuck who you know. Yeah. All right?
That's in a category with bragging about how much money you got.
Yeah. I don't care who you know. Yeah. I don't care who you... You know what I mean? Don't be bragging to people out here like, yeah, man, you know Clint Coley? Yeah, I know him. You know what I'm saying? That's my... Do anybody out there brag that they know me? Do me a favor. Do anybody brag like, yo, I know Clint? Do they do that? Do you do that? No? You know. No.
Yeah, Clint. They're like, oh, Clint. Oh, yeah. No, way back, man. I know him. Matter of fact, let me call him up right now. I bet you he gonna pick up my FaceTime.
Right,
I bet you that.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it. What else? Niggas name dropping.
Okay, what's the last one?
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
What's another thing that make a nigga corny? Oh, being too, like, asking what are we, like, trying to put something on something sooner than it should be. Like, just be cool, bro. Relax. Let me, you know, let me dry this boat. It's hot girl summer. Let me dry this boat. Okay, just sit back.
So, what do you mean, like, what? Oh, because, like, saying, like, hey, what are we doing? Or what are we? What are we? What's our status? And blah. Like, I feel like girls be asking that shit a lot, too, though.
And let me just give clarity. You never ask it's nothing wrong with asking for clarity. Let me just say that.
Exactly.
Like, clarity is a mature adult thing to do. Niggas who passed trauma, you know, have moved to a stage of, let me just get clarity so that way I know it don't make assumptions. Fine. But when it gets to a point to where it's like we either just started talking or something and you already like acting like you my man, no, that's a hard no for me. I'm sorry. That turned me off because that means that you beasting for something, especially if it's that fast. It's like you don't even know me like that. So at this point you just like the idea of me and not
see how do you so like okay. Like, so, you know, is it kind of like a thing where you want to be friends first?
Definitely be my friend. Definitely be my friend. Look, if you plan it for the long end, I said it in one of my in my verses. I said he peeping games.
Wait. Spit the whole verse
man,
then.
Man, listen.
Said, Kiki rap. Spit the whole verse, Kiki.
Don't let me talk that shit.
Spit the whole verse. Spit the verse.
Listen.
Spit the verse.
Listen, I said.
Spit the verse.
Man,
okay,
look.
One. Two, let's hear it.
Look, it's two type of niggas. You thirsty or you complacent. Love me a man who take pride in being patient. He cool with waiting. He the turtle that's in the racing. Steady pacing. Know the difference between chasing. Yeah, I'm peeping game and he playing it for the long end. No silver spoon, but he praying I get the long end. He talking reckless through Texas. I had the phone in. Get out of line and I'm checking you niggas tone in. But you a different breed. It come easy with you. No, all right, but that's it. But yeah.
Oh, spit that shit. You know what I mean?
I got spitting the little that tongue a little bit, but you know.
Well, listen, I hate when women say let's be friends first. Mm-hmm. So I mean, and that's just me, and not because for me, I feel like it goes without.
What's understood don't have to be explained.
Right. So my thing is, it goes without saying you should definitely be your friend first. You know what I'm saying? But the problem is that guys, we take friendship. When you say, yo, I just want to be your friend, we take that as, oh, like, y'all putting us in the friend zone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we take it as, like, oh, you don't want to, you're letting us know, like, all right, look, man, I'm not fucking you. Like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel,
but that's not the reaction. That's why I said that's a personal thing. That may be how you feel, but that may not be the reality of the situation.
So do me a favor. Break it down for me and the rest of the guys.
So
when you say, yo, be my friend first, what do you mean and your contemporaries mean about it?
So basically what we mean by saying be our friend first is show that you can be platonic around somebody that you're attracted to. Show that you can be emotionally available. Show that you can be in tune. Show that you can be observant. Show that you can be all the things that a friend will offer you before you add the romance onto it, right? Because it's like now you adding layers and it's foundations to it. Like now we got the friendship down packed to where if I say something, if we in a situation to where we out in public and I look at you because we seen some funny shit, that's a connection that we got. And then now you adding like romance and chemistry on top of that, you know? So me saying be my friend don't necessarily mean that, oh, you my homie, but it's me observing that, like, oh, okay, like he's showing that he got discipline. Like, oh, okay, he's showing that, like, he can respect my wishes. Oh, he's showing that he paying attention. Oh, he, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's a character trait.
Basically, women like discipline. Women like patience.
Yeah.
Women like patience, bro.
Because not the average man has patience. Not the average man has discipline within
I agree with that.
Relationships with a woman.
I agree
so
with that. I'm writing this
that,
down.
Listen, women listen, like I'm patience. I'm dropping gems right now, baby. Look, if a man can show me, if I know he, and that's the thing too. If you ever think about most women who like men or who are really attracted to men, sometimes is men who act like they not attracted to him. You don't see him making no eye. You don't see him doing nothing to you. They just acting straight up like the homie.
Right.
Like the homie. You gonna look at yourself like, damn, nigga ain't trying
Right.
Nigga ain't trying to shoot his shot or nothing. Like, hold up, let me. Now it's like, okay, I'm intrigued. But if that's already established from the get-go,
right,
and you playing that same end game to where it's like,
right,
I'm keeping that same energy, now
it'll
be like, okay, what's up? Now I'm ready to, like, take it to the next level with you, you know?
And I feel like that's where, you know.
But and it's not playing hard to get either.
That's how it feels.
Like. It's not playing hard to get. That's how it
feels. Okay, so basically what you're saying is like, okay, let's say you can like a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, yo, I actually like him, mm-hmm. but I just want to be his friend first. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know in the back of your mind, like, yo, I'm interested in him. Or I can see something. But it's just basically like, yo, let me be his friend first.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But, and because it's sex, do like, people say it don't, but, like, for me personally, sex changes. It changes.
It does.
It changes the dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just completely... You starting from a whole nother different starting point at that point.
Right.
That's why I say, like, you know, when you have a solid foundation, at least with me,
right.
when you have a solid foundation as a friendship,
right.
we argue, we fight, we go way off the deep end. We could not talk for 6 months or a year, but they found, I know your character. I know you. So regardless of what happens, like, we going to bounce back from that because we built that. You know what I'm saying?
Versus me
just romantically getting involved with you. I don't know your character.
Right.
I don't really... I'm in this cloudy space, you know? So
that's why
I just say friendship is important.
I respect that.
Anything,
you know? I respect that. All right, so let me ask you this. Let's see, what's the top five ways to make a girl corny?
Make a girl
corny. A woman is corny. All right, I'll give you number one.
Okay, what's number one? Break it down.
Top five. All right, so think about things that make women corny. Mm-hmm. Like, you be like, bitch, that's like, if that's your friend, mm-hmm. like, bitch, that's kind of corny. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, talking about what you're used to when it comes to other men, like what other men did for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't give a fuck about what Rich did. I don't give a fuck about what what Darnell did. I'm talking, I'm here, baby. Let's talk about what Clint doing. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. Like, if you telling me about things like other dudes did, I don't want to hear that. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I only care about what I'm doing. I only, like, if you always bring it up what other niggas did, like, that's corny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I'm used to this, or I'm used to that. Like, I don't give a shit about what Rob did.
Yeah.
Talk, like, let's talk about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Number two.
That, I feel that. Oh, number two would make women corny.
Mm-hmm.
I think
being, see, I can admit when dudes corny.
Yeah. I think a woman, me personally, I think a woman being, like, too... Letting a nigga know he just got it off the rip. I think that's corny. Like being too, like, promiscuous or being too, like...
So, fucking? Fucking is not corny.
I'm not saying fucking is corny. But I'm saying, like, because it make scenarios for women like me harder because I feel like everything is so accessible now. Like, niggas can just... sliding the DMs and it's on and popping. You know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying? Absolutely. So I feel like...
So you're saying women making it too easy for you is corny?
Yeah. Step it up, ladies, because look, y'all make it
So you're saying make it hard?
They do, because they
You don't think women make it hard? Women, it's not... Yo, let me throw this out there. Yo, it's not easy. It's not easy.
It is.
No, it's not.
Man, if I was a dude,
I'm talking about substance.
Y'all don't be clean.
Substance. Is it easy with you?
What you mean?
Is it easy?
If you know what you're doing, I mean, look, it don't take a rocket scientist. It'd be simple for me. It'd be simple. Y'all make it. Y'all say women make things complicated. I feel like men make things complicated.
No, we don't
too,
know y'all, bro. Man. It's not easy, man.
Because, like, y'all got too much ego and pride. Like,
y'all don't?
Not as much as y'all do.
You know?
Not as much as y'all do.
I disagree. I think a lot of times women... I think a lot of times women play hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You've never played hard to get with a dude?
Maybe in my younger days, but you got to speak to the present Akeesha.
Okay, so you don't make it hard. You don't be hard to get.
No, I don't. I'm very clear and I'm very upfront in what I want now. I'm proud to say that I'm very present and I'm very upfront with letting it be known what I want. And it's like, I can see why people take what you say and it goes over their head, because a lot of people say one thing and then they do another. We talked about actions earlier in the conversation, and it's like a lot of times people actions don't line up with what they saying. So it's
a lot
like
of people's actions
signals.
Don't line up with their desires. I agree. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to this. The third thing that makes women corny.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing that makes women corny. Like, yo, I hate women who don't have a sense of humor. I'm not
like
saying,
too serious.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, everything don't gotta be like, like I hate women. Like, I just one chick, man. I never forget this chick. I just one chick.
I feel like I know who you talking about because I was thinking about it in the back of my head with you.
What you mean?
I'm gonna let you say the scenario first.
She's so like everything is about like I remember we talked about this like
God.
Everything's about chakras and all this other shit. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about all that. Like why everything gotta be so serious? I feel like there's a time and place for deep conversations. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like everybody, you know, like there's a time and place for deep conversations. Every conversation with you don't have to be this deep. Mm-hmm. Every conversation with me don't have to be this deep. Like, mm-hmm. why can't we just talk about like, okay, like you a rapper. Mm-hmm. Right, you like rap, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You like hip hop or whatever. Mm-hmm. You like this, you know what I mean? Like why can't we just talk about like, yo, who better? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Who?
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I can't have that conversation with a lot of women because everything got to be like, oh, like everything got to be serious.
Yeah, I think the seriousness for women I think that's a defense mechanism.
You think so?
Yeah, because that goes back to the, like the articulation thing and letting it be clear that like this is. Like, let's get back on topic. You know, I think that's just
trauma. I'm just like, I don't give a fuck.
That's trauma from people, like, trying to be like, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just trying to make sure you understand that this is the wave I'm on.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Then we can get to the shits and giggles
later.
Yeah,
and I'm not cool with that, man. I think we should have the shits and giggles first.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
I mean, I agree. I like it's to laugh.
Like the first conversation. Like if I'm trying to talk to you or whatever, mm-hmm. our first date shouldn't be like serious. Like it shouldn't be like.
But then that goes back to being subjective too, Clint. Because I feel like that's some people like that. Some people like when you able to just tap in immediately and you able to just be like, damn.
Right. I'm not saying we got to be like hilarious. So this got to be. But can we just be? Can we just? That's just me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another thing I think that makes women go
mm-hmm.
like I don't always want to talk about work
mm-hmm.
like women who want to talk about work all the fucking time like mm-hmm. I get it mm-hmm. but like I don't always want to talk about no fucking work.
I think that could go for men too because that definitely can go for men too.
Like do you like talking about being a rapper on like you know what I mean like
yeah I feel like if it depends, but I get what you're saying. Like, I don't want to talk about, like, oh, I just left the studio and I was working. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Depending on the scenario, but, like, right. No, I don't want to always
I don't
talk
always
about,
like talking about comedy, man. Like, yeah. Talking about comedy for me is very, like, it's personal. Like, I had a chick asking me about, like, she's like, you said you was working on some new material and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Bitch,
I think it depends
why
on
you
if.
You worried about my material? Like,
I feel like if it was another, if you was dating a woman who was also a comedian and she was able to speak to a certain aspect of
that I can't. Yeah, you're right. I agree with that.
I feel like this if it's somebody who's on the outside looking in within your craft, that could be annoying.
Right.
But if it's somebody who get it, I feel like that's cool because y'all just
right.
You know.
Well, bottom line is, women, y'all be corny.
Niggas, y'all be corny too.
Yeah, but we know. But we women stop talking to us for being corny. Like a guy will still get pussy. Like I'll get this corny pussy though. You don't want
but
no
that,
corny
but,
dick.
that's intentions. that's intentions, and that proves the point too. Because it's like if you come in with a
My
certain
bad.
Intentions.
I'm drunk now, y'all. I just want to throw this
low
out
key
there.
Feeling good, feeling great, feeling great. Nah, but like, I don't know. I feel like that goes back to the whole friendship thing, like intentions. Like if a woman tells you like, oh, I just want to start off with us just being cool, and your intentions was already to just knock it down, do this, do that, and the third, of course that's gonna hurt your ego, because
right.
You know, you expect a woman to automatically be attracted to you before you even gotta do much. What I'm saying?
Like, and that's the thing, like I love when a woman is attracted to me already before I ain't even open my mouth, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I can see that.
Talk to me. You know what I mean? Like,
talk that talk.
I'm the girl's dim sugar, baby. You know what I mean? Now, all right, that brings me to my next topic, you know, that I actually want to throw out there. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, my bad. If y'all watching this on YouTube, yes, I'm flipping through
pages.
You
got nice handwriting, Clint.
You ain't know that?
You got nice handwriting.
I'm neat, man. I'm OCD, low-key.
That's impressive.
I passed penmanship growing up. You know what I'm saying? You know? Okay, I'm going to talk about this. Speaking of corny and whack and shit like that, ladies, I can admit I've done some whack shit.
We all have at one point.
I've been whack. I'm still whack in some ways.
You know, don't say that. Speak to where you want to be. Tell them you're not.
But
whack,
but I'm saying here's my problem, ladies. I could be with you. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. I am not present in the moment a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm on my phone way too much. Mm-hmm. I'm on my phone.
I peeped that during this interaction.
Well, this interaction was because if you notice, like a lot of people, like one of the girls that's coming on, she's gonna be on the next podcast. Mm-hmm. Her name's Shakira. Mm-hmm. She was texting me like, "Hey, like where you live?" Blah 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 blah. Okay. So it wasn't like me trying to be on the phone. Okay. It was more so like me giving directions of where to come to. Blah blah blah. Okay. With that being said, though, I think that I definitely have issues with being in the moment. Mm-hmm. I have definitely have issues with just like I'll be on a date with you and I'll just be texting and shit like that. And I'm sorry, you know what I mean? Because for me, work
but
a lot.
That's dope though, Clint. You know why that's dope? It's because that shows me that you're self aware.
Yeah, no, I know.
Being self aware don't mean that you got all your problems solved. It means that you're able to articulate. Right. You know the problem.
I know, like women probably listen to this podcast as a fuck with me. Like, yo, that nigga really be on his phone. I'm on my phone.
A lot of people are, though.
I'm on my phone way too much. Like, let me ask you, how much of a turnoff is it for you if somebody's on their phone the whole time?
It's a turnoff. It's crazy because, like, I would tell you, like, nah, you need to be present. You need to put your phone down. Like, I'm one of them type of people. Unless it's an emergency or, like, you checking. But, like, if we're together, I need to be here with you.
Right.
And that's just where I am right now in my life. Like, I need you to be engaged, period.
Yeah,
and I get that it's easy to be distracted because, you know, it's FOMO, fear of missing out. Anytime you get
that's the thing. Like, so like, for me, okay, like let's say you miss a text, right? Mm-hmm. Like you could have missed that text, but like, yo, come to the studio. Mm-hmm. Like such and such is here. Mm-hmm. Like now, what you gonna do?
What's for me is for me.
Right, you right. And half the time, I ain't gonna lie, like, you don't miss out on shit
you
like that.
You don't, because it wasn't for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, you right. No, I be on the phone, man.
And like, and it also depends on, like, I feel like if you was really with a woman that had all your undivided attention, phone, and if she said that, you would be like, oh, bet. You know, like, I'm putting that, like, I'm here with you.
You
like,
know
you
what's
right?
worse, though? Like, I be on my phone a lot, but I really hate it when women be on their phone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I hate that shit.
So you're a hypocrite.
So absolutely. Okay. I'll be honest. Okay. Like what? I don't like women on their phone. But I'll be on my phone. I can keep. Listen. This is advice from a fuckboy, y'all.
That. I can keep it. But you know what, Clint? Let me just pause. I just want to say, as your friend, I'm so proud of you because even for myself, like, being able to admit and being able to step outside of yourself
right.
and be self-aware of yourself right. is right. so rare. I was about to say rare, but so rare and dope.
It's so rare.
It's so rare and dope to be this age because you have so many distractions with you right now. Look at Black Mirror. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like for you to
listen, I'm not going to lie. That. And then here's the thing. I'm going to go a step further in transparency. Ladies, a lot of time if I'm on my phone,
it's because they boring.
It's either you boring or like, yo, there's other bitches texting me.
See?
I keep it a... Yo, wrist like...
Oh. And that's why I just said, if you really rocking with somebody and they like, yo...
Have you ever texted another dude while you was out with another dude? Like, I mean, like another nigga you fucking with. Like, has a guy ever made you smile? Why you was with it? Like a guy texting you, making you smile while you was out with another dude?
I'm sure that's happened. Yeah.
That's happened to me. Another chick has made me smile while I'm out. Like I'm sitting like, you know?
Player from the Himalayas.
You know what I mean? And my thing is, like, for me, like, I'm the type of guy, like, I'm sorry that I'm on my phone, ladies. I'm sorry. If I'm not present in the moment, I'm sorry.
But I feel like a part of that too, a part of that adulting is understanding that got your attention,
I'm sorry, my bad.
1800.
I'm drinking two Lamar Dew. Shout out to two Lamar Dew.
Now
USA,
that thing
bitch.
Was for though.
Yeah.
You've been going to town.
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening though.
But no, a part of that too is also maturity with realizing that. That ain't the, like, why are you wasting that person's time then?
Nah, no, you're absolutely right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's
you're
like, well, what
right.
we doing? And if I, right. you can't even keep me engaged with the bare minimum to put my phone down, what are we doing?
Right. Listen, I'm going to keep it a bing. Like, it's a true story. I never forget. I was on a date with this chick. She's on the phone the whole fucking time. Mm-hmm. She's texting. She's giggling. And I'm like, in my mind, like, you can't say this, but I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is so funny? Mm-hmm. Who is making you laugh? Because the nigga can't be funny to me. He can't be.
Mm-hmm. It could have been a home girl. Yeah. My friend's funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too, bitch. All That's right, the thing. So, right, I'm funny too. But listen, so she texting the whole time, blah, 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 blah. So I asked, I said, yo, can you do me a favor? Can you get, come on. We on a date. You know what I mean? She was like, all right. Next thing you know, we start talking. We good. All right. Now, this good conversation lasts for like 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, she's back on the phone.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think that's a human flaw, though, in our
it
society?
It is. So listen.
I think that's a universal
So she's still
flaw.
Texting. She's still texting. She's still texting. I'm like, man, I'm getting frustrated. So I was like, I say it to her again. Yo, can you get off your phone? You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I'm making it a point to be off my phone at this point. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, she goes to the bathroom. Now, I know for a fact she went to the bathroom to be on the phone. I ain't stupid, you know what I mean? But see, here's the thing. Guys, our mind wanders. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In the back of my mind, I don't know who she's texting. She could be texting her girlfriends. Mm-hmm. But for me, I feel like she texts another dick. That's how I felt. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. So then, when the bill came, I texted her part of the bill.
Nah, see,
I texted her half of the bill. See, fuck you, man. No,
what wasn't gonna happen was that
she and paid for it. She paid her half.
That's crazy.
Too.
That's
and
crazy.
I never spoke to her again after
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Listen, Alicia. Alicia.
Said, he said Alicia. No,
listen,
that's violation.
Listen, Alicia.
That's violation.
Listen,
Alicia, you shouldn't have paid
listen,
that bill.
Alicia, listen, mm-mm. listen, Alicia Smith.
No, ma'am.
All right, no joke.
Alicia Smith.
You
no,
ain't
ma'am.
Shit.
No, ma'am.
All right, I was on a date with you. You gonna fucking text?
No, ma'am.
You gonna fucking text? Who the fuck you think you? I'm sorry.
See, let's go. Since we going deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, let's go a little bit more deep.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that alone again. That goes back to self, right? Because
right.
let me tell you how that goes
right.
back to self.
Right.
We just mentioned a few topics ago that you understand that if a person is engaged with you, they not going to be on their phone,
you're right?
He said that. So she wasn't...
She wasn't engaged.
At that point, sometimes you... I'm at the point where I don't even get mad at people. When you peep...
Oh,
you
I ain't
understand.
Mad.
So it's like... I understand at that if I'm on a date with a nigga and he on his phone the whole time and I'm
right.
like, yo, bro, and
mind
I told
you,
him...
I'm only looking for an ass clamp. That's why I'm on my phone right now if y'all watching. Go ahead.
And I asked him, you know, get off your phone. Like, you know, let's be present, da 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 da. Right. And he continuing to reach for his phone. Fine. Right. Keep the game. This ain't where you... We not here. That's fine. Keep it moving. Pushing. That's it. It ain't, right. Oh, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? My ego is not going to be crushed because I understand what it is. And that's, right. I'm okay with that. Like, thank you for letting me know that a nigga can't be present. I'm not finna beg you to be right. present. I'm not finna beg for your attention. You know what I'm saying? Especially right. when I gave you a full warning.
Say that one more time, Kiki.
I'm not finna beg a nigga for his attention.
I'm not
period.
Begging for no attention. I'm not begging. I'm not, listen, if you don't want to talk to me, then go ahead and free yourself.
If you don't want me, then don't
talk. I don't like when... Listen, no, all jokes aside, you're not finna... No, hell no. I'm not begging for nobody's time. I'm the girl's dim sugar. Kiki, you the boy's dim sugar.
Ooh, I like that.
You the boy's dim
sugar. Talk to him
now. You know what I mean? You the boy's dim sugar. You don't... You okay. know what I mean? Like, tell him you get niggas. Niggas ain't... I know. No. No. Listen, I ladies, I don't know what you heard. I don't know what the fuck you heard. My name is Clint Coley. Listen, let me tell you. And I know this is, I said this was corny, but I'm going to say this. My name is Clint Coley. All right. I'm handsome. I got a nice smile. I got a good job. You know what I'm saying? I got my own place. You think
full circle,
you,
ladies.
You
full
think,
circle.
You think you the only one? You think, like, I think that's another thing problem with women. Women think niggas don't get girls.
Oh. I think niggas think women don't get niggas.
Oh, I know. No. I know you do. I know you do. How many times will a guy try to talk to you per day? In a day? Like, how many guys try to talk to you today? Today. We're talking today.
Nobody try to talk to me today. I ain't really been out in these streets today.
Today. Okay, but let's say you walking around for like...
Well, actually, when I was walking to your apartment, a nigga was like, oh, that bag kind of dope. What you were you?
So he just... Like, he ain't give a fuck about the bag. He gave a fuck about you.
Yeah, he was trying to... That was his... I peeped that was his way of trying to be like...
Because that's what we got to do. You know what I'm saying?
And I was like, nah,
so you think men don't think y'all get dudes? I know you get dudes.
I won't say that. Yeah, I'll take that back.
Like, we know y'all get dudes.
Cause
but I think women don't think we get girls.
I don't think that. I don't think that. I know a dude right now that's I know he got the juice.
How do you feel like he got the juice? Let me ask you a question. Real quick. Mm-hmm. So Tyler, shout out to Tyler. Love you, Tyler. Right? Mm-hmm. Tyler, you know, yeah. Anyway, that's your best friend. One of your best friends. All right. Tyler said to me one time, she said, Clint, why the fuck do women, I don't get it.
What?
She said she don't get it. Like, she don't think, like, she don't understand why girls like me. She don't get it.
Why girls like you?
Yeah, she don't get it. Yeah. She's like, how do you get bitches? Yeah. Like, literally said that. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, so that lets me know that women think that we don't get, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And why do y'all think that? Like, so let's go two extremes. You said the guy, you know he got the juice. Why do you know he has the juice?
I know he has the juice because it's his aura and his presence. Like, he has, like, this... energy that I'm like, I know I ain't the only one who sees it. He's very handsome, very like all the check marks that women like.
Right.
He is that. He's very handsome, very smart, like business or all the stuff. Right. Like, you just know.
Right.
I know that, and I've seen it with my own two eyes, and I know what women like, and I know what men like.
Right.
So it's like I know he got the juice. Right. But for me, even you, I'll let you know that you got the juice, but that don't mean that you gonna get my juice. And I think that for men be the thing.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
they be like,
oh, you. And I think that be like, because I think people, not just men or women, I think people love a challenge. People love feeling like they conquered something that was hard to conquer. Like, I did that. So it's me, you know? And it's like, with me, I don't care about a lot of stuff that the average people care about.
Right. Okay, now let me, why do you think guys sometimes don't have the juice? Like why do you think Tyler think I ain't got the juice?
Cause
I mean, I know
you do talk, I don't know now, I haven't,
I talk about my dick.
Okay.
I used to talk about it, but I don't talk about how, listen.
It don't matter. Just
I know,
like
I don't talk about how big or small my dick is. Mm-hmm. I like having a penis. Mm-hmm. So I'm always talking about sex. But I say that, so true story, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times when you're around, we're on set or we're doing this or we're doing that. I only joke around about shit because we're on set, and a lot of times it'd be so tense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're just trying to lighten up the mood.
I'm just trying to lighten up the mood. So I want people to feel comfortable when they're shooting. Like, you know what I'm saying? We'd be there long days.
Right.
Long days, long nights. Right. Now, I know sex, we could talk about something else, but my thing is, if you can be open about sex, you can be open about anything. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily me talking about my.
So you trying to, that's your way of opening a woman up.
No, men sex. And women. Like, I'm just talking dumb shit. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I'll say, like, and they'll be like, oh, he's talking about this. Oh, this nigga cool as fuck then. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
I can see your point of view, but
it's not right.
I would say for a lot of women, but just because, and that's just with people in general. Like, people be dealing with a lot of trauma. Shit be triggering. So for certain people,
I agree.
Especially that's dealt with certain trauma, when they see somebody, they're like, oh, I know somebody don't like that. You know, it's because right. they projecting their own experiences on that person.
I agree. So let me, so why do you think Tyler think I ain't got the juice?
Probably because, like, you be, you know, talking about your dick a lot, and you be, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop talking.
I'm gonna say the number one is definitely dick, because it was at one point we had a bed. We had a road trip.
Yeah, we did.
We had a road trip now from LA to San Francisco. It was me, Clinton, Tyler.
Right.
And we was like, I don't know what we bet, but we was like, we bet you something that you cannot talk about your dick.
Right.
At no point during this car ride.
Right.
And of course he lost. But he brought the dick up. He brought it up.
I'm not talking about how good, like, for what was the crazy thing is, do you listen to the podcast?
Nah, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So, you know, on the podcast, though, I don't talk about sex or mm-hmm. talk about my sex game. Mm-hmm. And mainly because I feel like that, I do feel like that's corny. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of times with y'all, I just be joking.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like when I'm talking about sex, you know, or my sex, you know, mm-hmm. I try to come for it. From the underdog's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
why do you think you're an underdog, though?
Because I've had bad sex stories.
But that doesn't, I mean, people have bad.
Listen, okay. I love sex. I take sex very seriously. Mm-hmm. But I don't discuss.
What made them bad experiences, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, because me, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
So when you was young?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't
but
start.
But that's understandable.
I didn't start knowing what I was doing when it comes to sex.
Until when?
I'm an honest.
Keep it a buck. Keep it a thou out with it. Keep it a thou.
Well, I think every girl has had different sexual experiences with me. Like if you ask my ex, mm-hmm. she'll say we had amazing sex. Mm-hmm. And that's because we cared about each other.
Ding, 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 ding.
We cared about each other.
Stop right there for one moment. Just a quick, brief moment. Why did y'all care about each other? Well, because y'all had kids.
But that was my girlfriend.
It don't matter.
But listen, listen. I'm gonna keep going.
Okay.
Like, all right. Like, and I mean, we friends, Kiki, but if, let's say you and I were to have sex, right? Mm-hmm. Hypothetically speaking, if you and I were to have sex, mm-hmm. right? It's going to be because one, we are friends, mm-hmm. but two, I want you, like, there's a scene in Remember the Titans where the nigga said, I don't want them motherfuckers crossing the line of scrimmage, all right? I want them to remember
me
the night they played the Titans. I want you to remember the night fell in love with Clint Dick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want you to remember the day Clint Coley, the girl's dim sugar, put it on you. So
why do you want me to remember that so much?
Because I want you to come back. I want you to come back. I want you to be by yourself, alone in your room, staring at the wall. And in the back of your mind, you hear your conscience call, telling you need Clint. As a matter of fact, Dick. And then, and the first time in your life, you need some Clint. There you were, giggling about the time.
Oh,
Clint
Kobe rapping.
Right here about to bust a rhyme. Sitting here talking to you, letting you know. Clint Coley right here got the fucking flow. And he's sitting here letting you know he got a good dick. Mm. He got great dick. He gonna make you sit there and come. Oh, yeah, you come. Mm. One on one, baby, you my new bun bun. Mm. And I call you bun bun because you my bun bun. Ooh. I like to sit there, swim in your cum cum. I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
Go, he said. I am.
But listen, though, all jokes aside. So what I say that to say is every girl mm-hmm. has different experiences with me. Mm-hmm. So like, there's some girl who's will be like, "Yo, Clint, like."
Okay, but the best experiences from you was because y'all had that
because we were cool.
You knew we were cool.
Like the thing is, Kiki, you really want to know why I cast you as leading a lot of my projects?
Why?
Because I feel like I know you're acting. Mm-hmm. I know you. Mm-hmm. You and Jasmine St. Clair. Shout out to Jasmine St. Clair.
Hi, Jasmine.
You know what I mean? You, Jasmine, and Kalima. Kalima Gaston, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know, like, when we're doing a scene together, blah, 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 like, you know, like, it's funny. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The reason why it's funny is because we have, like, I know you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I know when to be funny or when, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say, like, yo, different women. So there's some women who've had sexual experiences with me mm-hmm. who it's not that because it wasn't bad because it was bad. It was just bad because I didn't give a fuck. If I don't give a fuck when I'm fucking you, you're not mm-hmm. going to get good dick
but
for
that's
me.
Still, that goes back to relationship and friendship, Clint.
Right.
It's relationship and friendship. That chemistry, again, of the whole topic of this conversation, what makes right. a nigga or a woman
right.
corny?
Right.
That chemistry. If that chemistry ain't hitting right. niggas, that right. I don't all right. relate
you
to right. that.
Okay. All right. So, Kiki, you listen to the podcast. So, you know, this is the segment. This is called Ask Clint. Mm-hmm. People ask me dumbass questions. Mm-hmm. I give them dumbass answers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give my advice. You're going to give your advice. We keep going. All right?
Okay.
So, here we go. It says, what's up, Clint?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
I know you're a busy man, but if there's anything I could do with this woman I'm falling for or any advice you give me, please let me know. She still don't want to be in a relationship, but wants to start something after the summer. If you can, man, give me some advice. I'd really appreciate it, man. Tell me if I'm dumb or wrong. Okay. So pretty much what he's saying is that this girl right now doesn't want to be in a relationship with him or with him. Mm-hmm. She wants to, you know, have fun or whatever. And then after the summer, she wants to make some shit happen. I think that's dumb as fuck. First of all, summer is for the lovers. Like, think about it.
Or winter.
So I think summer is for the lovers.
Why?
Here's why. Summer is for the lovers because y'all can do all those outdoorsy shit things. Mm. Think about it.
PDA.
Listen, PDA, it's not even PDA. It's like, yo, like, think about it. Like, Kiki, all right, you could go out. We could go out. We could go out in the summer. Mm-hmm. There's things like, you know, music festivals, right, Rich? Music festivals. The summer is for lovers. Like, think about it. You know, doing cute shit only happens in the summer. In the winter, you in the crib watching TV. Like, right now, we got a different world on.
That's cute.
You know what I mean? But yeah, but watching that, you ain't trying to do that in the summer. You got to do that in the winter.
So Graham-worthy moments is in the summer.
What I mean
only.
Is, like, things that you'll remember, the best dates will happen in the summer. Mm-hmm. Think about it. You know, like, if we want to hang out and shit like that, like, yo, like, we do it in the summer. Mm-hmm. The fucking the summer is for the lovers.
I can see that.
Summer is for, you know, picnics with your chick. You know what I mean? Summer is for the romance.
Picking niggas with your chick.
Yeah. Picking nicks. Hey, boo-boo, you want to get a picnic basket? I'm sorry, that was a Yogi the Bear reference for you young niggas. But, you know what I mean? Think about it, though. Summer is for the lovers. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of people like, oh, I can't be in a relationship. It's too hot. It's too hot. No, it's hot. We're hot, baby. We hot. We flaming. Pause. You know what I mean? But no, so, okay, so, bro, let me tell y'all this, man. Let me tell you this, bro. If she don't want to be in a relationship right now, she don't want to be in a relationship, period. Women don't have seasons they want to be in a relationship. They just do this shit.
I don't know.
That's just my opinion. Do you want to be in a relationship?
With the right one, of course.
But do it matter if it's summer, winter, spring?
It don't matter the season.
Exactly.
It's going to happen. If
right.
I
for
the, happen,
for this chick,
happen.
She, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so give him your advice, Kiki. What do you think?
I think that, brother man, you deserve.
Brother man.
Brother man.
Hey, brother man.
Brother man, you deserve to have a woman who knows what she wants soon as she see you, soon as y'all first couple interactions, say that shit one more time, Kiki. This is what it is and not what it ain't, baby.
Right, right.
She should be like, this is what's happening. Right. It's either now or never. She should feel like you are a prize treasure, okay? She should feel like if you wait till after the summer, you're going to be snatched. If a woman feel like if a nigga going to be cuffed, but at the end of the summertime, she ain't finna play around and wait to see who finna. No, she gonna hop on.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Let it go.
Right.
On to the next.
Right. Bloop. I agree, man. I think that you definitely deserve somebody who's not wasting your time and who knows what they want and knows that they want you. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't got time for women, you know, to be like, oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know. Mm-hmm. You know. When you know, you know.
When you know, you know.
Have you had that? I haven't had that feeling lately. You know what I mean? Like, I don't be knowing.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's.
Are you dating right now? What are you doing right now? What you doing? You rapping? You spitting?
I am. I'm so honestly, this season right now in my life, I'm just so focused. Like, I don't. You gotta at least be on. You gotta understand the wave I'm on, cause I'm gonna understand the wave you on. Like, I'm not gonna be able to talk to you all.
How about
the time,
this? Let's. Like, I got something dope. How about this?
What?
Kiki. All right. So real quick.
What?
You want? We about to change. I'm not changing the topic, but real quick.
Okay.
I said Summer's for the Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
On August 18th,
mm-hmm.
You opened it for?
Talib Kweli.
She opened it for Talib Kweli.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You opened it for Talib Kweli
mm-hmm.
on August 18th.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do on this podcast, all right? Okay. How much are the tickets?
20 to 25.
Okay. I'm gonna buy two tickets.
Ooh.
I'm not going because I'm going to be
You're
going
to be out of town, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Houston that weekend. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to buy two tickets.
Okay.
We're gonna give away free tickets.
Okay.
We're gonna give away free tickets to see Akeisha and Talib Kweli.
Okay.
So the first person to text me, no, not text me, put no, the first person to slide in your DM on Instagram
and say Clint Coley sent me.
Yes. The first person to slide in Kiki's DM and say Clint Coley sent me.
They gotta figure out how to spell my name first.
Right. Well, spell it. Spell your name because this.
It's A-K-E-I-S-H-E-I-N-E-I-E-I-O-O.
Oh, stop it. Do it again. One more time.
It's A-K-E-I-S-H-E-I-N.
Okay, so if you live in L.A., the first person to say Clint sent me, I'm sending y'all to go see Kiki, see Talib Kweli in Santa Ana. So it's a little far, but whatever.
Bet. It ain't that far.
But it's not that far, but we're going to send them to see you, all right?
Bet.
I'm getting two tickets.
Okay.
But let's go back to what we were saying. So, like, right now, you ain't.
I'm focused. I don't feel like I have the energy or the capacity. Right now, I'm in a season to where I'm just, like, a little hard on myself, but, you know.
Why are you hard on yourself?
Because I feel like it's work to be done. You know, sometimes you get in your modes to where you feel like you can't afford to sleep. Like, you like, I can't afford it. I need to be up right now making it do what it does.
Yo, that's so crazy you said that because, like, yo, like, I work, you know, we work in the entertainment industry. And, like, I always feel like, wow, I'm asleep.
Somebody's doing it.
Somebody's up. Wait, you know,
that's a fact.
My dad used to have this shirt. And it says, it was an N1 shirt. And it said, on the back of it, it said, somewhere somebody is practicing. And when you get up to meet with them, they'll beat you. The reason why they'll beat you is because they was practicing.
They was putting them hours in, 10,000 hours, you know. I feel like
he came to our show, by the way.
He did?
Yeah, he came to our show in New York. Malcolm Gladwell. Shout out to Malcolm Gladwell.
Wow.
He came to the show, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like this is definitely a season of self in a non-selfish way. I think it's a season of putting yourself first and pouring into yourself the way you do to others and jobs and everything. It's like, no, I'm gonna pause all that and pour that into myself. And if I meet you along the way and you don't understand it or respect it, that's fine. But I can't
understand. And now you can do about that.
And listen, my name Benin and I ain't in that.
I respect that. You know? All right, so we come to the end of the podcast, man.
Okay.
This was great having you, man. I think people gonna love you and I think that I want you back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
I want
back,
you here.
Baby.
I want
say
you here.
Less.
So real quick, do me a favor. Okay. So what? So we always do. What did we learn today?
Mm-hmm.
So Kiki, what did you learn today?
What did I learn today? I learned that communication truly does save relations when you remove ego.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time. You hype as shit. You dropping dreams right now. Say that one more time.
Communication saves relations when ego is removed. Right. Damn, that's good.
So you gonna put that in the rhyme?
I might.
Here's what I learned today. I learned that there's nothing wrong with being friends. When women say we want to be friends, it don't mean that you're in the friend zone. It just means just that. I want to be friends first. Be my homie. Be my friend. Know who I am. Know what I'm about. Know what I'm not about. Know what I like. Know what I don't like. You know what I'm saying? And then we could talk about being more than that. Okay. Because once we're friends, you know what I mean? Then we could, you know what I mean? Then the sex and the conversations and stuff like that, it's effortless.
Listen, that kind of talk, I'm
making now you moist
talk,
right now?
Now we learned talking that, though. Talk, like, ladies.
Friends don't mean, saying I want to be friends first doesn't mean you're in the friend zone. Yeah. It just means that's what I'm on right now.
Right.
And I respect that.
Amen.
I learned something today on advice from
That's
a
dope.
Man. All right, so Kiki, man, first of all, plug all your stuff. Tell them where they can find you,
so
everything.
So you can find me, my latest single that I dropped. Another one is on the way. It's called Feels. You can find me on all streaming.
I just want to vibe with you.
Mental stimulation.
That's going to be the outro. That's going to be the outro to this.
That's dope. You can find me.
First of all, shout out to that sample.
Facts.
The sample.
The average white band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A love of your own.
Yep.
Yeah.
Average white band.
A love of your own. That's my shit.
The sooner you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you can find me on, find my music.
Oh,
on
real
all
quick. That track is actually on my Summer Nights playlist.
Ooh. That track. Listen, y'all ladies, if y'all don't know, pause. If y'all don't know, Clint's musical taste is impeccable.
It is.
All right. And for me, that's definitely a check on my list. So if y'all don't know, anytime you, Clint, first of all, let's talk about the intro. That's what I've been meaning to say even since the first day I heard it.
Right.
His intro is freaking phenomenal.
Shout out to Brittany, man, for doing that.
Phenomenal. I remember when I first heard it before it even got to the Clint Cody part. Right. I DM him like, yo, what is this? And I heard the whole thing. I was like, oh, this you, nigga. Like, how the hell? What the
right.
hell?
So yeah, the song Feels, ladies and gentlemen. So I got a playlist called Summer Nights. And it's about being, you know, summer nights, you know, hanging with your lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, as a matter of fact, I'll read the description for the Summer Nights playlist.
Ooh, break it down to us.
It says, fellas, summer is here.
Mm-hmm.
Means it's time to go to work.
Okay.
All right. Summer ain't for being single. It's for the lovers.
Mm.
Having good days with your tenderoni. It's going to be some nice summer nights where you can either take a summer night drive with your sweetie.
Damn.
Shout out to my sweetie.
Hey.
All right. Or you with the windows down, or sitting outside with your Bluetooth speaker with your tenderoni, drinking two Lamar Dew, shameless plug. All right.
No
Brooke niggas allowed. Eating crabs or oxtails and talking about life. I've just blessed you with 90 calm joints. This is the playlist you need. Hit the shuffle button and do your thing.
Listen, you
your
did
song
that.
Feels is on the
Damn,
playlist.
Damn, that sound like a good date to me, God damn it.
Right.
In DL voice. God damn right. it. That sound like a damn good night to me. But yeah, check me out at on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, at Akishian, AKEISHEIN. Follow me on Instagram, DM me. I will respond because, you know, I'm a soul.
Now, don't
person.
Be trying to shoot your shot, niggas. All right? Just.
Unless you got some mental simulation down packed, then maybe we can talk.
Maybe we can talk.
Maybe we can talk.
Maybe we can talk. All right, cool. All right, so yeah, say that one more time where they can follow you at.
Follow me at Akishian, AKEISHEIN. I'll be there.
Okay.
Be there, be square.
All right. Rich, what you learned today, bro?
Man, I learned about women and what am I trying to say? Being the whole friendship thing.
That's real.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I can respect that.
Yeah.
I can respect that. All right. All right, and make sure y'all follow my man Rich too, man, at Turrentine Studios, man. If y'all need some video work.
Yeah, I need some music video shot. Right, Rich,
that's your guy. That's your guy.
I need some content.
He gotta be good if he here.
If he ain't Clint Coley present, he legit.
He's good, man. All right, man. Thank y'all again for listening, man. Thank y'all for listening. One more time, don't forget live podcast. Don't forget, click the details in the description of the podcast, and you can get links to Kiki's music. You'll get links to where you can get tickets at, blah, 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 blah. Thank y'all for listening. God bless. Good night.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on your head. It won't be the same. Say, what's his name? Clint Coley. 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 You're listening to advice from a football.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.